Well, first of all, he's kind of just a junkyard dog. I mean, he's not going to be intimidated by anybody in the league, including, you know, he gives up some inches to the bigger centers in the league, like Liam Robbins and even Krautwig and guys like that. But he almost, instead of being intimidated by that, he takes it on as a challenge, and he just works hard underneath the glass. I mean, he's leading in offensive rebounding by a wide margin. I mean, I looked it up last night when I was working on Down in the Valley, and he's in league play anyway. He's up by a full rebound over second place on the offensive side. He's averaging 4.2 a game. You know, you get 4.2 offensive rebounds a game out of anybody, you know, your offense is in pretty good shape. So he adds that trait to him, and that's the thing you notice first. And then he's really skilled inside the inside 10 feet of the basket. He had a basket last night where he was, you know, posting up, then he put the ball on the floor, then he kind of put a spin move on. He got around one defender that way, and then, you know, just use a power move to get to the basket. He's got a lot of skill. And then the one thing that's made both him and Trey Williams really good is they can both pass the ball. So it's a difficult matchup for teams, even if they can outsize Indiana State, because these guys could do more than just post up. So Laravia's comp, if you had a Valley comp of recent players, would be Nick McGlynn for Drake. He's a lot like Nick McGlynn.